KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Transportation says they'll be closing the northbound Interstate 29 to westbound I-480, or exit 53A, in Council Bluffs today and tomorrow to make, or actually on Wednesday and Thursday, that's September 26th and 27th, to make bridge repairs. Northbound I-29 traffic will be routed around the construction zone by exiting at 35th Street, or exit 54B, and traveling south on I-29 to westbound I-480. Again, that's September 26th and 27th. Motorists will want to allow some extra time in the morning hours to travel on the detour. That roadway should be reopened to traffic by Friday, September 28th, weather permitting. I'll have more news after this.
Hi, this is Lon at Lindemann Tractor. CR combines have been going real good, both new and used recently, as the guys are getting started. In the meantime, we've traded for a heck of a bunch of nice late model used machines. We've got some used TR99s, TR89s. In addition to that, every day we're changing our inventory of late model used ones. Recently, we've got in some new Holland CRs, both 9070s, 9060s, 960s. So if you're thinking about moving up, give us a holler as soon as possible. Also, New Holland's got some excellent financing. We've got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. So get in here, take a look. The inventory is changing every day. Give us a holler and we'll get you updated and let you know what we've got in. Call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
A backhoe being hauled by a truck struck a bridge south of Carson Monday afternoon, causing $250,000 damage to the bridge and $8,000 damage to the backhoe. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie told KJAN News 32-year-old Travis Meyer of Atlantic was driving a 1990 Mack truck hauling a Caterpillar backhoe. The vehicle was traveling westbound on Highway 92 at around 3 p.m. Monday when the boom of the backhoe, which was too high to pass under the bridge, struck multiple supports for the Highway 59 overpass. Following the impact, the truck and its cargo came to rest about 70 yards west of Highway 59 on the north shoulder of Highway 92. The backhoe was owned by Bluffs Paving and Utility in Crescent. And on a related note, the Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic reports that overpass on U.S. Highway 59 over Highway 92 near Carson is closed now for repairs. As we mentioned, the overpass was struck Monday by a truck hauling a backhoe. Engineers have inspected the overpass and determined that it must be closed until repairs can be made. The Iowa DOT is expecting this to be a longer-term closure to allow for the contract bid process and repair work required. The DOT will provide information about the reopening of the overpass as soon as it's available. Meanwhile, an on-site detour is in place using the U.S. 59 and 92 ramps. Motorists should be aware of signs directing traffic through the area, and there is a 53-foot length limit in place on the detour. A Sioux City truck driver escaped injury Tuesday morning when the 2003 Peterbilt semi he was driving crashed on Interstate 80 in northwestern Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 23-year-old Blaze Anthony Gill was traveling east on I-80 near the Marnie exit at around 6:35 a.m. when the interstate batteries of Sioux City-owned truck drifted onto the right shoulder and hit a guardrail. The impact caused the semi to roll onto its left side. Crash caused batteries being hauled by the semi to be scattered about on the roadway. Both eastbound lanes were blocked for nearly 2.5 hours while crews worked to clean up the hazardous material and remove the semi. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning will discuss and possibly act on a valuation exemption agreement for an Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area parcel or parcels. The move is likely a prelude to the possible creation of a 25-million-gallon cellulosic ethanol plant by Fagen Incorporated on the site of the defunct Amazing Energy ethanol plant. The board will also act this morning on approving a length of service pay rate adjustment for a part-time assistant in the recorder's office and the assignment of a county-held tax sale certificate of purchase, the compromise on the total amount due with regard to a property in Cumberland. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the supervisor's boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Lon at Lindeman Tractor. CR combines have been going real good, both new and used recently, as the guys are getting started. In the meantime, we've traded for a heck of a bunch of nice late model used machines. We've got some used TR99s, TR89s. In addition to that, every day we're changing our inventory of late model used ones. Recently, we've got in some New Holland CRs, both 9070s, 9060s, 960s. So if you're thinking about moving up, give us a holler soon as possible. Also, New Holland's got some excellent financing. We've got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. So get in here, take a look. The inventory is changing every day. Give us a holler and we'll get you updated and let you know what we've got in. Call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True blue.
And in our funeral announcements, Marlene Herr, age 76 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Marlene Herr will be today at 10 o'clock at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Norma Antofer, age 90 of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Norma Antofer will be today at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Dedham. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ethel Brenneman, age 95 of Iowa City and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Iowa City. Graveside services for Ethel Brenneman will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Bob Ellis, age 90 of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Bob Ellis will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dolores May Kaufman, age 84, of York, Nebraska, and formerly of Marnie, died Sunday in York. Funeral services for Dolores Kaufman will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Red Line Church of Christ in Red Line. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Anthony Tony Weiss, age 49, of Denver, Colorado, died Saturday in Westminster, Colorado. A massive Christian burial service for Tony Weiss will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.